In the sweating, stinking California Delta lies the rotting carcass of state politics called Sacramento. It is here that the Average Network has found Chapter 7 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, a California adventure of sorts. Let us join the governor in his office.
Ja, wie ist das? Ooh, is you guys the ad agency?
Mr. Gubernator, I'm Milton Cassowary. This is my partner, Bill Pill.
Hey, Mr. Big.
We're Cassowary and Pill of Cassowary, Hammerlock, Bellpeep, and Pill. You tossed us a pretty good assignment.
Real plum, too much.
Yeah, well, I got some serious budget shortfalls. I can't make them go away, so I gotta find ways to make my budget cuts seem nice.
Problem, Mr. G? No question.
Bad scene, man. I've been in bad scenes before, but this is rough.
Well, we took a look at some of your proposed cuts, and we kicked them around for a while to see what'd sprout.
Big stuff, Arnold. Is it okay if we call you Arnold?
I suppose so.
Here's one, Arnie, baby. These disabled kids. Now here's the spin.
What's gonna happen to those kids if we give them all this money? They'll just act like kids and spend it on video games and candy. They're kids, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Great. We all agree. So let's keep the money in Sacramento and they can have it when they're old enough to appreciate it.
What do you think, boss man? Cool?
Well, it's kind of off the point, isn't it?
That's the beauty of it, Arnie Snookums. Bill, the next one.
You gotta cut back on AIDS treatment, right? Gonna make a waiting list for treatment.
Yeah, there's no money. We can only treat so many. So if you get the disease, we put you on a waiting list. Somebody dies, you move up on the list. I know it's kind of cruel.
Don't think of it that way, Bill.
Arnie, hon, we make it like the lotto. We get a bunch of sickies in the audience. Do it on TV. Get Anna, Nicole, and Ozzy to host it. Spin a big wheel.
Or maybe dice.
Or we could do lizard races.
No.
Okay, no lizards. We have our studly young doctor spin the wheel, and if your number comes up, you get treatment.
Make it a game. Sick isn't any fun.
I have to admit, it's an interesting idea.
Sure it is. Plan 3, Bill.
Right you are, Milt. How about California's own civic casino? Put it right here in town, out on some of that useless farmland. Free buses from L.A. and San Diego and Oakland. Free hookers. Help the cities hire cops while you bet. No direct traceable mob ties.
We could put them Indians back out of work in a year if we handle it right, Arnold.
State-run gambling?
Don't think of it as gambling, Arnold. It's indirect taxation. Who gambles? Mostly poor people, so they're always broke and don't pay their fair share anyway. This gets them, simple as that.
Well, that's a perspective I hadn't considered before. What else have you got?
How about cruise lines staffed by minimum security prisoners? Get all them pot smokers and child molesters and Enron execs and teach them a useful trade as busboys and stewards on our own, Bill?
California cruises. Go down to San Diego and Long Beach and convert a bunch of those old tankers and destroyers to cruise ships run by convicts. No murderers or lifers need apply.
Where would they cruise to?
Who cares? Take them out to see, tell them they've been to the Bermuda Triangle.
Or we could nationalize, or statalize, I guess, all the theme parks.
Arnie, sweetie, the potential is unlimited.
I think I'm getting a headache.
What will Arnold do next? Is there even a whisper of a prayer, of a hope, of a second's thought of rational government in the Golden State? Tune in for the next heart-throbbing chapter of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Arnold was portrayed by Josef Friedrich von Lopez. Milt and Bill were portrayed by a Snoopy and Charlie Brown salt and pepper shaker. Arnold's desk was portrayed by Keanu Reeves. For the Average Network, this is Pablo T-Flies signing off and asking you to stay tuned.